Next patient is Jewel Cook. That is Jewell. Date of consultation is 8/13/24. Date of birth is 6/20/48. This is Jewel Cook, Jewell Cook, COOK, Jewel Cook. Okay, please make a copy for Joey Wilder, J-O-E-Y, Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, D-O, Joey Wilder, D-O. Next, next paragraph, dear Joey, thank you for sending Jewel Cook for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has a past history of atrial fibrillation. Also has a history of coronary artery disease and was followed by a pulmonologist in West Virginia. I'm sorry, South Charleston, West Virginia, and has not had any recent pulmonary function study period. The patient had undergone coronary artery bypass grafting times two in November of 2020, and postoperatively had developed a pleural effusion. For which a thoracentesis was done. Since then, she has done well, and she was advised to have a polysomnogram, but she apparently moved to Florida and needs her workup completed. The patient was being treated for chronic atrial fibrillation and was also advised by her cardiologist to get evaluated for sleep apnea. She has had a GI bleed in 2024 and had endoscopy done and was suspected to have Crohn's disease, but no specific therapy was initiated, period. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history. I'm sorry, next paragraph. Can you also continue in the past history? Past history also includes hyperlipidemia and hypertension, and history for sick sinus syndrome, history of coronary artery disease. She has a hiatal hernia. She has had cataract extraction and a tonsillectomy and permanent pacemaker insertion, period. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Carafate 1 gram BID, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, Amiodarone, also on amlodipine 5 milligrams a day. And Lasix 20 milligrams with potassium 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies to Lipitor and Lisinopril. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient denies history of smoking. Alcohol use, mostly wine, daily. Next paragraph. Family history. Father. Father died of carcinoma of the lung. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss or fatigue. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. Denies snoring or daytime sleepiness. And she has no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. There's no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 138 by 80. Pulse 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 161, saturation 99. HEA non-spheric, pupils reactive, sclerotic clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple with no venous distension, fracheal midline and thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild varicosities and minimal edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the OnePlus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is atrial fibrillation, chronic. Number three is history of hypertension. Number four is hyperlipidemia. And number five is hiatal hernia with reflux. And next paragraph, plan, the patient was advised to get a pulmonary function study and she will be scheduled for a polysomnographic study and also advised to get a CT of the chest since she does have a prior history of a pleural effusion and atelectasis. She will continue with her present medications mentioned above. And a follow-up visit will be arranged here after her polysomnographic study is done, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Joey Wilder, J-O-E-Y, Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, D-O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.